abuse of resources. Really, abuse of resources is a disaster. Because these resources are given to you from Allah as a gift, as a blessing. To be used or to be wasted?
To be used.
To be used. What if you waste them? Allah doesn't like that. Allah wants you to use the resources. Shaitan wants you to waste the resources of Allah. So what I mean by resources? The first resource is the wealth. Abuse of the wealth. If you have money and use money to throw haram parties, then this is an abuse of resource because you're spreading haram business. You're spreading corruption. You're using your money to make it possible for people to be corrupt, right? If you don't pay zakah, then what happens? The distribution of wealth becomes very, very uneven. And then, because you waste so much money, the money goes into waste. The other people in the world don't have as much money to spend or as an income. Let's say, for example, you own $100. You have $100. And a poor person has $1. What is supposed to happen? This is $100, and this poor person has $1. What is supposed to happen is that you're supposed to give a portion from your money. You're supposed to give a portion from your money, which is called zakah, to the poor. That decreases the difference between you and the poor. Okay? Decreases that difference. Like, if the difference is 1 to 100, you know, then it becomes 10 to 9, to 90 or 11 to 90. You got it? When you pay the zakah $10, for example, then it becomes 11 to 90. So that's less. What happens if you have more money than what you need? Then you waste this money. And when you waste the money, the poor doesn't get their shares from this money. So another example, which is more clear. If you have too much food, more than what you need, then what happens for the rest? The rest of the food goes where?
Waste.
Waste, thrown in the trash. Okay? So now how about the hungry people? They won't have as much food. Got it? They won't have as much what?
Fruit.
So, you know how many tons... You know how many tons of...
Wait, I need to write my abuse of wealth.
You know how many tons... You know how many tons of food is being thrown away in Las Vegas every day?
A lot.
A million.
No, 200 tons of food is being thrown away in Las Vegas every day because of the open buffets. Once at the end of the day, whatever is not eaten in these open buffets, they throw it where?
Away
in the trash. So the share of the poor people is thrown into the trash instead of what? Feeding the poor people. So you're abusing the resources on earth. You're abusing it. Okay? So you're using it, and instead you're taking the shares of the poor and throwing it in the trash. So you didn't let the poor eat their share. And you didn't eat it yourself because you can't eat that much. So you end up taking the food and throwing it into the trash. You got that example? Abuse of resources. Abuse of money. Abuse of money is by turning your life into a huge long party. Some people live their life like a long party. This party starts from when? When they are born and start becoming, you know, start being conscious about their surrounding until they die. So they treat their life as a big, long
party.
Why? Because they abuse the money. When you have more money, okay, than others, and you have more free time, Why do you have more free time when you have more money? You don't have to work as much. So you are held responsible. You're held responsible. More responsible than the one who has what? Less money. If you go to work from 8 to 5, if you go to work from what?
8 to 5.
Would you be held responsible as much as the person who doesn't go to work at all because he has money, enough money?
No.
No. The other one is expected to produce more good deeds or more is expected to volunteer more into service. Okay? So is expected to volunteer into service as much more than you. Because for you, you barely can volunteer 3-4 hours a week. Right? Why? Because this is all what is available for you, just 3-4 hours a week. But because you go to work from 8 to 5 every day. But for that guy who is just like have nothing to do, I expect that guy to at least volunteer 2-3 hours every day. Right? Volunteer, doing useful work, doing charity work, volunteer. Right?
Yeah.
Now, if this person is not this kind, do you know that people sometimes stay on cruises for 6 months?
No.
Wallahi, and I'm not kidding. One of my friends, I've never been to a cruise in my life.
Me neither.
Not because it's haram, because I just didn't have this much extra money to spend on cruises. Okay? So I'm always short of money, too short of money to spend on cruises. Like I would have money to spend on other things, but not on cruises. Like I spend in a trip to Egypt a lot of money. But this Egypt, trip of Egypt, is for the sake of Allah because I'm visiting my parents. But going to, so I'm motivated to go. Going to a cruise is too expensive and the benefit is too small. So I didn't have this luxury. So bottom line is that I have a friend who went to cruise. And then this friend came to tell us that she has met people on the cruise that they have been on the cruise for 6 months. They just go from one cruise to another cruise. And sometimes they stay on the same cruise over and over again. They don't just leave. Okay, so the cruise ends, they join the second one, either the same or different, for 6 months. And for those people, they have a deal with the company that they don't even get off the boat. They just stay on the boat. And then what they have all day, you know, in the cruise, you have theaters, you have open buffets, you have, of course, exercise rooms, you have swimming pools, you have, you name it, you have everything. It's like a party. So basically, for 6 months, they are living like that. And they have, of course, the wine and everything, and they keep whining and dining and dancing, and that's what it is to them. That's their life. Okay, so is that really... Don't you see this as an abuse of resources? Did Allah create them to live their life like a long party?
No.
Allah says in the Quran that He will judge those people and say, did you think that I've created you to party all your life? I've created you for nothing but to play and goof around? Is that the purpose of creation? No. Allah is better than that. Allah is better than creating you and expecting you to do nothing except stay in cruises for 6 months. That's not why Allah created you. You got it? So the more free time you have, the more responsibility fall on your shoulder to do volunteer, more volunteer work and to do more service to Islam and to do more service to Allah. Now, how about abuse of time? Aha! Abuse of what?
Time.
When you guys do this?
Some people are getting to the summer break. This is your life. Your life is divided into pieces. Each piece is called what? A day. One day. Two. day. Day one, day two, day three, day four,
day five.
At the end, all the way, let's say,
day
30,100. Whatever. Like 100 years or whatever life you have. Okay? Or 90 years. This is 30,000 years. If you have 36,500, it means that you live 1,000 years. So let's make it easier than that. Let's make it 3,100 days. Before that, you didn't exist. After that, you will not exist.
What? That means you
die. No, but you didn't. Yeah, but you're still in the grave.
You will not exist. Okay, so who are you? You are nothing but 3,100 days. That's it. That's who you are. Before that, you're not anything. You're nothing. And after that, you're nothing. You are something only for 3,100 days.
Wait, but that's only about 9 years old.
The longest... Okay. No. The longest...
Some people die at 9 years old.
Some people die... there's like this woman that lived for like 112 years, I think.
Yeah. That's like... Most people don't live for
100 years. World years, right? World But
okay,
no.
Just listen to me. Just listen to me and don't get stuck on... If you have 36, if your life is 36,500 days, it means you've lived 100 years. Okay? If it's 36,500. So if you live 3,100, I don't know. That's probably like 90-something. So the point here, don't get stuck on the example... And be distracted from the point. Otherwise, you would be very shallow. Be deep. Think about it. It's like a piece. This is like a piece of ice under the sun. What happens is that you're melting. You as a person melting. You're melting down. Okay? You lose a piece of your existence. You lose a piece of your existence every day. You lose a piece. Some people waste their life by throwing these pieces off the window. So they take day one and out of the window. Throw it for waste. Day 10, woo! Day 100, woo! Day 500, woo! Throw away. Okay? You do that, you're wasting yourself. You're wasting your a piece of you is taken. A piece of you is taken for every day you live. You need to realize that you're nothing but a piece of time. And you will just simply don't exist either before, and you will not exist after. That's you're nothing, nothing in between, you're something. People disappear suddenly. My grandfather, he was with us, and suddenly he's not. When are we going to see him back? In the day of judgment. He's gone. He's gone, completely gone. My daughter, Sarah, when I was young, when I married, before August 22nd, 1998, she didn't exist. I didn't even know that I would have a daughter called Sarah. She suddenly appeared in my life. Suddenly. A bird came from the sky, from heaven, with a basket. Sorry. You know, has a beautiful Barbie in it, and then dropped it on my door and said, "This is a gift from Allah to you." You know, a nice story. But what I'm trying to give you here, that she didn't exist at all. I didn't know about her. Nobody knew about her. And then she suddenly came to life. Here we go. I have a living human being, okay, that started to exist day one. And then she's going to live. Allah knows. And then she's suddenly going to disappear. Just suddenly, like that. So you need to understand that your summer break, the days of your summer break, are not to be wasted. You have to have goals. You have to set goals. I want to achieve these goals. And they have to be halal goals. How about halal fun? Can you include halal fun? Yes. What if you do fun, halal fun, for the entire break? That is not going to be halal fun. It is impossible to have a halal fun that fills up the entire
break. Wait,
does anyone
know what he means by halal fun?
Not fun.
Basket, like, learning how to, like playing basketball.
Basically,
yeah.
Anything that's not haram.
Upgrading.
It's halal, yeah. But there is a very important, condition for halal fun. It can't be too much. Any too much fun is haram. What is too much? Too much fun is the one that keeps you from doing, from achieving useful, productive goals. That becomes too much. Like video gamism, the disease of video gamism, like addiction of video gamism. If you play a video game the whole day, then it's not halal anymore. Why? Because you lost the balance. You have to dedicate part of your day for something productive. Productive. Because you will be accounted for this day.
It's like half an hour. Are you kidding me? There's 24 hours.
The bare minimum is to keep the 5 prayers.
And also read Quran.
That is the bare minimum. So what is the bare minimum? Is to do what? 5 times prayer. That's the least. Don't skip the Fajr prayer on time. Because that's a day of luxury. Summer day is a day of luxury for you. Don't start your luxury day by skipping, thanking Allah for the luxury day by skipping Fajr and praying Fajr after sunrise. Don't stay up late at night, because when you do that, you are basically setting yourself up to failure to wake up for Fajr. So you need to, the bare minimum is to keep your 5 prayers. Then you start thinking about achieving goals. You can say, okay, I'm going to learn how to make websites. I am going to go and learn, you know, how to play chess. I want to go and learn a little bit of Arabic. Like, my goal is to memorize one Arabic word every day. And to memorize an ayah every day, for example. I want to participate in the library reading program. I want to read this Islamic book. Okay? I want to read this book of any subject of your choice, as long as halal subject. Don't bring romantic stories and keep reading them. These are not halal.
Romantic stories.
Yeah, romance.
What do you have? People actually books are better.
Okay. So, clean stories are the ones you want to watch. Okay, don't be attracted to haram fun. Don't, you know, just resist that and stick with halal fun. And keep at least part of the day. I'm not asking you to say half of the day. I'm not asking you to do like 4 or 5 hours.
Lord, but I'm not asking you to do half
the day. I am asking you, okay, to have a goal, a reasonable goal, and do whatever it takes during the time to achieve that goal. And don't push it. You start seriously from day number one. Don't let the first week go away, because once you get into the mood of the lazy mood, that's it. You got it? Wasting health. What is wasting health? You're healthy and you're able to do something that unhealthy people are unable to do. Like, for example, right now, you are able right now as a young kid, you are able to engage into sport that will build your body and build your health. I am, at this age, unable to do so because I have knee problems, I have all these health problems that would prevent me from doing that. Right now, your brain is very fresh and you can easily memorize things much more than me. To me, memorizing things right now is like almost near the impossible. Why? Because my brain is so much, my memory is so much used that it's very difficult for me to memorize. So, but whatever Quran that I have memorized when I was young is the one that is staying with me. You got it? So you have health. Don't abuse your health. I don't want to say don't smoke because that's the obvious. Don't go drink wine. Don't go do like things that will ruin your health. But also what else will ruin your health is by messing up the biological clock in your system. You know the biological clock?
Yeah.
Okay. If you stay late, then this clock is messed up. And then that ruins your mental health. To be healthy, you need to wake up, pray Fajr, and stay doing an activity until Dhuhr and take a nap after Dhuhr. If you take a nap after Asr, then you're asking for mental diseases, like depression, for example.
Wait, what? Okay.
That's the research proved that. Okay? So you want to wake up for Fajr. You want to pray Fajr. I don't recommend that you go to sleep right away after Fajr. Okay? If you sleep early... If you sleep early, then you're going to wake up early. You got it? And then you will be able to survive staying up after Fajr.
You pray Isha.
You pray Isha and go to sleep. Okay? Don't get hooked into like a video game or a party or something like that that will make you sleep late. All right? Don't change your sleeping hours. Okay? Unless you have to, because when you travel, you have a jet lag. But don't mess up your biological clock. They did research, and I heard this research in the National Public Radio, NPR, that they have studied the effect of messing up the sleeping schedule and the weekend. So they studied the people who said, we have to mess up our sleeping schedule and the weekend because all our friends are staying up late. So in order for us to meet our friends and have good time, we have to stay up late as well. We start partying at 11 o'clock. We stay up to 2 o'clock in the morning on Friday. Then on Saturday, we sleep until noon. Okay? And then we mess up our schedule. And then on Monday, back into waking up at 6 o'clock, 6:30 or 7 o'clock. Now, this is really bad for your mental health. That brings you depression. That makes you depressed. Now, depression is bad because it makes you enjoy life less. Like if you have depression, okay, it doesn't matter what you have. It will not make you happy. You got it? You got it? So a depressed person, like all those people, rich people who commit suicide. Huh? Yeah, it is abuse of resources, right? Right? When you have a free day, you abuse this day by messing up your, like a weekend, you mess up your sleeping schedule, Friday night, Saturday. So, back into abuse of resources. Don't mess up your health. Don't abuse your health by messing your sleeping schedule. You got it? You got that point? All right, we agreed on that? Okay. Now, let me think here and ask you to participate. Do you have any goals, productive goals this summer?
Oh, huh? I have to make a fence.
Make a fence. That's an excellent objective. That's very good, huh?
Good one.
I mean, why are you making fun of him? That's a decent objective.
They don't think good one.
Yeah. What else, huh?
Upgrading my PC.
Upgrading PC. Perfect. You can assemble your PC, by the way. You can buy it in pieces and assemble.
Yeah.
What else? What objectives? What are the productive objectives that you have this summer, Sammy?
Also, you want to think about Islamic objectives. Because if you think about it, once you're done with your 3,100 days, or you know, however many days you get, once you're done with however many days you get, really, it's all about like, what did you do? Like, basically, Islam is the last thing you have, right? Because it's the day of judgment, and Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is going to judge you based on like what you accomplished, right?
Yeah. Don't give to Islam. Don't give to Islam the leftover of your time. Don't give to Islam the leftover of your money. You know when you eat food and you have leftover? Don't use all your time and money for fun and for partying and then give the leftover to Allah. Go ahead.
I'm going to try and play less video games.
Huh?
I'm going to try and play less video games.
That's perfect. That's perfect. That's very good. And Ramadan is coming in the summer so that we can enjoy more freedom to do Ramadanish activity. They just like, go ahead.
I'm going to try to pray all my prayers every day.
MashaAllah, that's a noble cause and that's a noble goal, is to try to stick with your five times prayers. Any other goals? Any goals to learn like one ayah of Quran every day? Like an ayah per day? How about one Arabic word per day? Learning Arabic or learning Spanish or
Learning Spanish.
Yeah.
French.
Learning French, fine.
I have a final in school for Spanish.
Right. Any objective for example, to get into running, sports? Basketball, swimming, surfing,
not biking.
You know, biking. The last thing, outdoor playing, the last thing I want you guys to do is to get stuck on the computer or video games. You can have that, but don't overdo it. Overdoing something is going to take away from other things that you're supposed to do. You got it? You got it?
Yeah.
So, are we going to abuse the summer break?
No.
No.
Are we going to waste the summer break?
No.
Wait, why would you want to abuse summer break? I've never used it.
What?
I'll feel joyful
about summer break. No, by abusing it means like...
Wasting it.
Yeah.
Wasting. Wasting it. Now, what if you are addicted to video games? Then let me tell you about suggestions. Let me tell you about few suggestions you can do to get rid of this addiction. First of all, First of all, you try to put your video game Xbox as far as you can.
Disconnect and put it in your bed.
So you disconnect your Xbox, okay, and put it in the basement or in the attic, or
I would, or
if you have an apartment, just disconnect it and put it
in your
somewhere.
Yeah.
No. Now, why do I want you to disconnect your video game every time you play it? Because yes, exactly. When you think that you need to connect your video game again, it's just going to be an obstacle, just some kind of a barrier between you and playing.
Sooner or later, your game thing's going to fail the hard drive. That's happened to me.
No, it never happened to me.
Okay, another thing. If you're stuck on computer, then don't leave the computer on after you use it on the internet. Just turn it off. And not only turn it off, disconnect the power supply and the keyboard.
PSU.
You got it? Take the keyboard and put it away. Now, why is that? So that if you want to use it, you have to go bring the keyboard and connect it.
Oh,
Stuff it in your closet.
You got it? Help yourself.
What if you have a laptop? I have a laptop.
Stuff
it
in your closet.
Turn it off. Turn it off and take out the battery and the power supply and put them somewhere. Hello. You get the point?
Yeah, you get the point.
Another thing is that you ask your father or your mother, take, here is my Xbox, okay? Please give it to me only between like 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock every day, for example.
Six at night?
Whatever, I'm just giving,
that.
That.
Giving
you an example. Giving you an example, okay? Another thing, okay, is to don't fall into this spoiled state of mind. Spoiled state of mind, which is, I don't like this, I don't like that. Okay? Try to get out of it. How? By little bit pushing yourself. How about fasting optional, like every Monday in the summer break? Outside, how about every Saturday? Summer camp is also a good goal. Every Saturday. How about fasting half a day? Okay? The whole point is...
What was he doing?
He was goofing around.
What happened?
Yeah, man. Wasting resources.
So,
hey, you know that Sunday school is a huge resource? Like, it costs, whether you want to believe it or accept it or not, it costs a lot of money to send you guys to... Oh, look at the clock. Okay. Makes me feel better. It takes a lot of money to, send...
Wait, why did you say look at the clock?
It takes a lot of money to send kids to Sunday school every week. It costs $200 per student. So if you ever
It's $90.
Really? Oh, well. But if you think about it,
No, it costs actually $300 for the first child and then $250 for the second and then... You know, it's expensive. It's not cheap. And that's an opportunity. Don't waste opportunities. Wasting of opportunities is really sad.
I actually have Muslim friends who would do anything to learn about Islam. Because their parents, they don't know anything about Islam. Their parents don't know anything about Islam. They don't send them to, any sort of school to learn about Islam.
But then, if they don't know anything about Islam, are they Muslim?
Oh, okay.
By
the banquet tickets. Don't forget the banquet tickets. You get the banquet tickets from the office. Don't forget that. Or don't forget to remind your parents to get the banquet.
So are we performing anything?
If you would like to perform, just let me know what do you like to perform, and then I'll make arrangements for you. The ones who like to talk... The ones who like to talk, like Sammy, should talk.
You already gave us way too much homework.
If you want to perform something, I can give you an extension. Okay? I can work with you.
Hey, this guy thinks that he's all over me. He made me boo too.
Neither of you should make each other work.
Okay. Another... Another suggestion. Can you do something Islamic and email it to me and I put it on the website? You know wischool.net? I can, if you do something good, I can, let's say Sammy, I can create a website called sammy.wischool.net. And then Sammy, I will do publish whatever products you do. You draw surahs in pictures, like we did with Surah al-Shams. I will publish it for you. I'll put it there.
But you have to pay for the websites.
Yeah, but I already paid.
This guy is putting the mark. He got me.
Please, listen to me.
Okay, I'm watching.
If you type something... something about Islam. If you do a power presentation about Islam, I would publish it for you. I'll put it there for you. All you have to do it, yeah, all you have to do it in Microsoft Word or PowerPoint or Excel, whatever you know how to use. And then use Microsoft Word. And then just email me the Microsoft Word file, and I know how to publish it. Just whatever you want. Let's say take pictures that have a meaning and email it to me. You got it? I can, if you do that, I will create a website for you, and then you can publish. Right. How about personal information about yourself? Sure.
What? Who would do that? Then everyone will know personal information.
No, no, no. What I meant is like the ones you have on face, the ones you have on Facebook.
That
yeah.
I don't like where you live.
Dude, mom. Hey, brother.
Kids.
With that paper.
Hey, I will.
I
would share with you a few examples. How about if you make an Islamic song and record it? Like, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, He is Allah, the unit. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, He is Allah, the unit. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He's not a father or a son. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He's not a father or a son. Allahu samad. Allah the life. Allah the life provider. Allah the life supplier. You know what I'm saying? Another example. La ilaha illallah.
Oh, are girls
like you singing? No. Girls, they can sing a decent song. A decent song. Guys, you're making too much noise. Listen to this rap. Listen to this rap. La ilaha illallah will unite us all. La. Hello. La. إله إلا الله will unite us all. لا إله إلا الله will unite us all. محمد رسول الله will give us a path to follow. محمد رسول الله will give us a path to follow. Okay. Guys, give me a break. Be creative. Okay, do something, I publish it for you. I promise you, email me something, I promise you it will be published.
But we can publish it ourselves.
Good, publish it on your Facebook.
Yeah.
Publish it.
I can do a PDF document. So easy.
There, if you can publish it yourself. Okay. How about, please listen. How about scanning an Islamic book and putting it online? Scanning a book.
Yes,
if it's not copyrighted.
No, all books are copyrighted.
No. Like, there are books, like, Ibn Kathir, for example, Tafsir Ibn Kathir. It's not copyrighted. If it doesn't, there are certain books that are not copyrighted. Just the copyrighted ones don't do it.
The best book that's not copyrighted is the Quran.
Okay? No. This is getting out of control. So your homework is to summarize what we talked about today and send it by email.
Send it by email.
You got it?
Yes.
All right. So you still need to...